The large wooden mask with a whitewashed and black-framed face in the upper row derives from the Mortlock Islands in the central Caroline Islands. Masks are otherwise unknown in this region of the South Pacific, Micronesia. The Mortlock Islands are an exception.
This mask has all the characteristic traits of this type of mask. A long, white face, extending down to a pointed chin, a long, straight nose, a goatee-like decoration between mouth and chin, and narrow eye slits beneath prominent eyebrows. The flattened knob on the head is presumably a representation of the typical hairstyle of Mortlock men who wore their hair in a bun. The sculptor omitted the ears.
Little is known about the original purpose of these masks. Christian missionary activity had foothold on the Mortlock Islands by the late 19th century and had widely displaced the local rituals. Members of a German South Sea expedition visiting in 1910 were unable to learn much about the masks. The masks were worn during dances, but were also hung on the pillars of boathouses and ceremonial houses. It's thought that the rituals surrounding the masks may have been intended to placate the god of the winds. This, in turn, would protect the community from dangerous typhoons and guarantee the harvest.